Hello and welcome to Dom Tristram's Soapbox, an independent podcast covering social and environmental justice. At the end of November, I went along and joined the first Extinction Rebellion Solidarity for Greta event outside the Guildhall in Bath. I'm sure many of you will be familiar with both those names, but in case you're not, let me explain. Extinction Rebellion is a social movement using non-violent direct action to try and avert catastrophic climate change. It's quite new, being formed at the end of October 2018, but it's growing pretty fast. Many areas have their own groups, and the one in Bath is active and growing quickly. Greta is Greta Thunberg, a 16-year-old student in Sweden, who has made international news for starting the first school strike for climate, which she does outside the Swedish Parliament building, inspiring many other schoolchildren around the world to follow her example. As well as her school strike, Greta has participated in UK Extinction Rebellion events and addressed the United Nations Climate Change Summit. In December 2018, she was named one of Time magazine's most influential teenagers of the year. I spoke to some of the people attending the Bath event and asked them why they were there.
I'm Ocean Radovini, and I'm here because basically climate change is one of the biggest issues our race is facing. Is probably the biggest issue that our race is currently facing. There's a lot of misunderstanding or inaction more than anything, people being distracted by things that aren't necessarily important. Obviously, they are important for our current society, but they're not as important as the issue that actually affects everyone, no matter what your race, your age, your class or anything. Everyone's affected by climate change. And really, the UN have just released this statement saying that if we're not carbon neutral by 2025, then we're basically on the road to ruin.
And what's your message to the councillors not sitting right now in the Guildhall, yeah, but the councillors who usually are in the Guildhall?
Actually, to take inaction is the worst kind of action you can take, and that something needs to be done. And inaction itself is becoming criminal, really, with the state the world's in. And we're trying to bring that point home and say that actually systematic changes need to happen, because as much as one person can do in their day-to-day life, if the whole system doesn't change, then nothing actually changes.
And I don't know if you're aware, but there will be a motion before the council, the next full council meeting, called Climate Crisis. Nobody quite knows what the text is yet, because it's just, you know, the title. Yeah. So given that there will be a motion, what would you like to see in that motion?
I'd like to see genuine changes happen, reduction, or if not abolition, of single-use plastics, carbon neutral by 2025, or plans to. There's already fuel companies out there that are using like carbon hydrogen fuels that are basically carbon neutral and can be fitted into any car, rather than taking every single car off the streets and putting electric cars back in. That's a much harder thing to do than just changing the fuel that's in cars. And the technology's out there, we just need to stop buying into oil companies and the people with lots of power and money, and actually say, no, we want to be looking out for our future instead.
Okay, so obviously we are standing outside the Guildhall. It's just started raining, which is always makes life more fun. So why are you here, and what do you hope to achieve?
So I'm here today mainly in support of Greta Thunberg, who's a Swedish schoolgirl who's on strike from school, because she says if the adults aren't kind of caring about my future, then why should I? So that's why we're here today in solidarity with her. More generally, it's about the catastrophe that is unfolding around us right now. It's not in the future. Our climate is warming at an accelerating rate, and I'm scared. I'm really, really scared about the next few years, next few decades. I've got a nephew who's like 10 months old, and I get really upset when I think about what his life can be like for him when he's my age. I mean, I'm only in my early 30s, but 30 years from now, things, if we don't make drastic changes, what's that going to look like?
Right, well, I'm here today to hopefully alert people to that there is a climate emergency. People seem very unaware that we only have 12 years to turn round the fact that amount of warming that's going on, heating of our world, is rising. And if we don't stop it, I'm afraid that not only will various species not be around, but neither will humans, because the world can't sustain people living in it if it heats as much as it will do. There will be no crops, there will be no cattle, there will be nothing to keep us alive.
So is to convince, is to try and achieve changing by 2025.
Yes.
For zero carbon.
Yeah, well, the Guildhall is where the council go, and I think the general idea is to, so councillors realise that there is, there are people that people want them to act and do something about climate change generally.
My name's Louise, and I really wanted to come along to this sort of vigil today. Just because I feel like, even though most of us know about the climate crisis, a lot of people do know that we need to change things. I feel like there's not enough urgency, there's not enough being done in governments around the world, and so I feel like by showing that we as citizens have, we have, our voices are what's going to make a positive change, I feel like we all kind of have a responsibility to sort of share our voice for the future of our planet and for younger generations as well. So that's kind of what I'm here to do.
Thanks very much. And what would you say if you could address all of the councillors in Bath and North East Somerset right now and they're listening to you and you could say, I don't know, one main thing you want them to do, what would that be?
I'd say just to listen to people, to citizens, like sort of the council sort of there to serve the people of Bath and other councils all over the UK. Like they're there to sort of to serve us, but also their people as well. Like we're all living on one planet, and like if we don't do something now, like the younger generations will have to face, you know, dire consequences in the future, and we will as well. So I just feel like there needs to be an urgency there that like this is just one planet, and if we don't do something, our lives that we have now won't be sort of as comfortable in the future.
Or even possible.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm Bill. I'm here today because I'm trying to help Bath grow their Extinction Rebellion movement. And I'm supporting and a member of Extinction Rebellion because I want to try and get people engaged with helping to save the planet, basically, or helping to save what's living on the planet. The planet will still be here for another 3 billion years, but we're very unlikely to be in the rate we're going, and we've got 12 years, according to the IPCC, to sort it out. So I'm here with my wife, thinking of our children, grandchildren, and actually great-grandchildren, and really want to make sure they've got something to look forward to in the future and not the hell that we're going to have if we're not careful.
And if you had the chance to talk to the assembled Council of Bath and North East Somerset,
yes,
and for them to listen,
yes,
and you to have 1 minute to say to them what you'd like them to do, what would that be?
Declare a climate emergency, like Bristol have, like Trafford have, like Frome are just about to have, and then start looking at how Bath as a city can really get stuck into changing the way we deal with the emissions, fossil fuels, and how we support nature, really.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks very much.
No problem.
Extinction Rebellion Bath continue to hold a Fridays for Future vigil for Greta every Friday from 11:30 in the morning until 1:30 in the afternoon outside the Guildhall in Bath. Search on Facebook for Extinction Rebellion Bath to find out more. I'll leave you with part of Greta's speech to the World Economic Forum in January 2019. See you next time.
Adults keep saying we owe it to the young people to give them hope. But I don't want your hope. I don't want you to be hopeful. I want you to panic. I want you to feel the fear I feel every day. And then I want you to act. I want you to act as if you would in a crisis. I want you to act as if the house was on fire, because it is.